A group of plaintiffs say they were assaulted decades ago by two Catholic priests and that the Milwaukee Archdiocese committed fraud by moving the priests around and trying to hide them from law enforcement. Plaintiff's attorney, Marcy Hamilton, says there was no way the victims could have known about the fraud until cases in California a few years ago.
It's impossible to have expected them to have gone to court any time before the last several years. Now, under the fraud statute in Wisconsin, they should have 6 years following discovery of the fraud.
Hamilton disputes the idea that looking into the actions of the archdiocese is excessive government entanglement in religion.
The question in the case has nothing to do with religious belief. The question is only, did the religious organization know about a pedophile within their midst, and did they place that individual in positions where there was going to be more access to children?
Milwaukee Archdiocese Communications Director Kathleen Hole says previous courts have been right about the statute of limitations and the issue of church-state separation.
There's a clear history of the actions of the church governed by canonical law, and feel confident, not just from the archdiocese perspective, but from other legal expert perspectives, that this is an accurate application of the state law.
The Supreme Court is expected to decide whether the plaintiffs' cases can proceed at a trial court. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.